It's Monday, November 4th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A Minnesota murder suspect was arrested in Polk County. Election day is tomorrow, and it's best practice to leave your campaign garb at home when heading to the polls. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was in Rice Lake on Saturday urging voters to vote for Donald Trump, and the U.S. Department of Justice will be observing local elections. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A murder suspect was arrested in rural Polk County Saturday afternoon. Polk County Sheriff Brent Walk said the emergency response team arrested 32-year-old Jack Guy at an apartment in rural Balsam Lake. Guy was wanted on a second-degree murder charge from Hennepin County, Minnesota. Guy was arrested without incident. Electioneering is not allowed near or inside polling places in Wisconsin. Elections Administrator Megan Wolf explains.
Wearing or making some sort of display that advocates for a candidate, a contest, a referenda, something that's on or related to what's on the ballot. Voters, observers, poll workers certainly should not be wearing or displaying anything that falls into that electioneering category inside of the polling place.
Voters or observers making partisan displays or wearing campaign garb may be asked to leave, although Wolf says elections inspectors have discretion in such instances. Polls open at 7 a.m. tomorrow, and anyone in line before 8 p.m. will be able to cast a ballot. You can find your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. We will have election night coverage on this station Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Up-to-date results on local referenda and the races for the 67th Assembly District and other local races. Reporters on location will bring us updates throughout the evening. Along with a statewide constitutional referendum question to limit voting eligibility, there are other local referenda questions. The State Department of Public Instruction data indicates at least 121 districts putting referendum questions before voters. Locally, they include Cameron, Frederick, Shell Lake, and Siren. The Cameron School District referendum is to issue up to $17 billion in debt for improvements to tech and career ed spaces and guidance offices, maintenance, and general renovations. Frederick School District has a referendum to exceed the revenue limit by $1.07 million for 4 years, a total of $4.28 million, for operational, staffing, and maintenance expenses. Shell Lake School District has a referendum to exceed revenue limits for 4 years for a total of $4.26 million for operational, staffing, and maintenance expenses. And the Siren School District has a referendum to issue debt up to $1.4 million for infrastructure improvements on the roof and boiler system. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. held a rally for Trump on Saturday in Rice Lake. An estimated 600 people packed the gym on the UWEC Barron County campus. Over the course of an hour, Kennedy talked about the wars in Vietnam, Iraq, and Ukraine. He took aim at the military-industrial complex and healthcare-industrial complex, the Democratic Party, and what he called Wall Street neoconservatives. He told supporters his name was still on the ballot, but to not vote for him.
My name is going to be on that ballot, but I do not want you to vote for me. I need you to vote for Donald Trump because that's the only way that I'm going to get to Washington, D.C.
Kennedy said his stop in Rice Lake was his last event before the election. In the final days on the campaign trail, both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris stopped in Wisconsin on Friday.
November 5th will be the most important day in the history of our country, and together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again.
I pledge to seek common ground and common sense solutions. I am not looking to score political points. I am looking to make progress.
Trump spoke at the Pfizer Forum while Harris was at the State Fairgrounds in West Dallas. The U.S. Department of Justice will be at Wisconsin locations on Election Day. Bob Haig tells us more.
DOJ announced Friday it will monitor compliance with federal voting rights laws in 86 jurisdictions in 27 states. In Wisconsin, those are the cities of Milwaukee and Wausau and the Rusk County towns of Lawrence and Thornapple. Well, DOJ sued both towns over allegations of failing to provide voting machines accessible to people with disabilities. Thornapple is currently appealing a federal injunction requiring it bring back an accessible voting machine for Tuesday's election. The mayor of Wausau unilaterally moved the city's ballot drop box in September after discovering it was not properly bolted to the ground. It was later returned for use, but the Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.